Hey, congratulations. It's a really nice award to win because when you're a volunteer and when you put in a lot of hard work, John, it's I guess, appreciated by so many people. Just tell us how you feel about winning the local sporting hero for 7AD and 7BU.
Well, it's very humbling. Like everyone that would win these sort of awards, it's the last thing you need to win. It's not about winning anything. It's just about providing something for other people, and it's your passion. It's what you do, and I get all my enjoyment through seeing people enjoy themselves through the sporting window. I feel very humbled and very appreciative.
Tell us exactly what you do, because you're involved out at Port Sorell. I will give you the floor, and you just tell us what a day or a week sort of looks like for John House.
Okay, well, 7 years ago, the Banksia Centre opened up at Port Sorell and within the brand new facility. So to start with, what's been my history in sport is organising other people to play. And so anyway, we started with netball, indoor netball, with four women's teams and about four mixed teams, and we played a little bit of volleyball, a little bit of table tennis, just basically to get started. That's grown to now we have around 34 to 36 adult netball teams, half a dozen volleyball teams. So it's usually Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night and Sunday afternoon at the stadium. So there's around about 300 adults for 46 weeks of the year. People come from Ulverston to Sheffield to Launceston. They come down and play fun sport.
And you saw a need for that out in the area?
Yeah, look, I think there's always a need. I've been through the system where when you're a little younger and full of energy, you like to get to the top of your chosen sport. We've all been there and done that, and to different degrees of success. But as you're a little bit older, or you don't with work and health, and it makes it sometimes difficult to commit to all the training sessions and travelling around. So I find it really, really good that for 1 hour a week, you can come and play sport. And how I make it is all you have to do is play sport. You can make up your own teams. You don't have to umpire. You don't have to set up. You don't have to take down. You don't have a kiosk to run. I basically do all that. And all you do is walk in and have a lot of fun with your friends, meet your next best friend. And I always say with what I do, fun, fitness and meeting new people is the criteria. And that's what I find people like to do. They can't commit to full-on sport anymore.
Ah, it's a good philosophy to have. And tell us about your own sporting career. What sports were you right into?
Well, I guess cricket's been my life, really has been my life. I used to play football as well, but cricket has been something I was passionate about when I was, 11 or 12, and played a lot of cricket in Circular Head, and then was lucky enough to be approached by Cricket Tasmania, and I worked for about 10 or 11 years with Cricket Tasmania, looking after juniors in the Circular Head area, which I was from. And then along the coast, getting boys and girls interested in the game, but also following it up with coaching sessions and especially talking to parents and just making it a whole atmosphere. I know in Circular Head we had five or six clubs, and it was when I was with Cricket Taz, it was working with every club, and we had a tremendous junior program down there, and everyone was passionate, and so that's really been my focus has been cricket. I still do a little bit of work at the moment with cricket, but the other side of it was I used to run the indoor cricket centre down at Smithson, and that's probably got me involved. I did that for about 8 years, so been doing the Banksia Centre for seven up here, and there's no end in sight. It's just phenomenal the way it's grown.
Well, I know that the community really do appreciate everything that you do. you were nominated. I don't know that I'll embarrass the lady that's has nominated you, but you were nominated, and you have been selected as the local sporting hero in this current phase that we're going through. It's absolutely brilliant. You've won a $100 voucher to a venue/business of your choice within the local community, and the station will be in contact with you, John, during the week to organise exactly how you facilitate that. But well done. Volunteering is such a good thing to do. It gives everyone a lot of satisfaction. Long may you continue to do it, and congratulations again for winning the local sporting hero on 7AD and 7BU.
Thank you so much, Michael. So appreciated, and I'll keep soldiering on because I love doing what I do.